Hello everyone and welcome back to the PlaySafe Club podcast, and today we want to talk about how to negotiate sex. And I think it's a very difficult thing to talk about, especially in our society, because you know sex is a taboo and people are not supposed to talk about it. Well, boys can get away with making jokes and talking about their sexual experiences, but women, you know, they don't have the luxury. Society frowns at women who talk about sex because it kind of shows they're promiscuous. Oh, that's what we tend to think in Nigeria generally. And so today I have here in the studio my co-host Bambi, you're welcome. Such a great pleasure to have you around.
Yeah,
and I guess every episode we've had you in has been a blast and we've had fun doing it, and you've provided very great insights that we love so much. So it's always a great pleasure to have you, and let's dive right into the topic of the day. Why is it important to negotiate sex? Or better still, just in case there's someone who does not understand the concept of negotiating sex. Yes. You know, so would you like to throw some light on that?
Well, it's important to negotiate sex. Okay, first of all, when you say negotiate, some might think we're talking about
sex for money.
Yes, sex for money. So for negotiating sex, it means having that conversation that leads to under the sheets.
Yes, under the duvet.
So yeah, so having that conversation, bringing up, and then not really what do you like in bed straight up. This one is like you're already having sex already or something. That's when you can come up, and when you say hi, and depending on the kind of friendship you're having with someone, you can just go straight and say, ah, last time that, you understand, what do you like, what do you like? This one we're talking about two people that just met and you feel like there's a spark between you and you feel you want to go under the sheets with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not sure how this person is going to take it.
Yep.
So that's basically what we are trying to tell you, how to negotiate sex, how to bring up that conversation.
And just before you dive into talking about why negotiating sex is important, my next question would be, who should
negotiate sex?
Yes.
It's always the guys that do it.
Always.
It's always, almost all the time, it's the guys that do it. Yes?
Is that because we love sex more than the women?
No, it's because you guys are more open to what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
and
sounds
then
good.
There's this thing about when you're a lady and you're direct with stuff like sex.
Yeah.
People feel that you are, like you said, promiscuous and you're a slutty person for you to just want to. So I want to have sex with you,
yes,
but I won't tell you that I want to have sex with you because of that. And then I also won't tell you I want to have sex with you because of the whole pride thing. You're a woman, you should have pride, and you don't go after a man. You know, there's a lot of things, but still there are ladies and there are women out there that actually show the card.
And you know, just in passing, I was thinking, how much do you think men would pay for women to tell them they want to have sex every time a woman wants to have sex? Like, put a price tag on it.
No, I can't.
But that's definitely something guys would like. Like, I mean, come on, you like a guy, especially if it's sex you want. Like, bro,
you can come out and say, okay, if you want to have sex with me, how much will I pay to tell me that you want to have sex with me? Just because you... Please don't do that.
But the thing is, guys would be willing to give a hand.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, they would. Take the hand. Take the right one.
It's going to be fun.
Just so that all the ladies can be straightforward and just come and say, hey, I want to have sex with you. Be like, oh, yes, let's go. That would be like easy, sweet, and straight to the point. But then we have to play this hide and seek game, and the guys have to be the ones coming for it, and the women have to be the ones deflecting, even when they obviously want it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, it's like the girl who comes to visit a guy, and she comes in and is like, hello, hi, they have a drink, they watch a movie, and after an hour and 30 minutes, she gets up and she's like, I'm going. And the guy says, oh, it's late. Okay, so the girl comes at at 6 p.m. and at 7:30 she's like, I'm leaving. And the guy is like, it's late, it's dangerous, you should not make this trip, why don't you just sleep over? And the girl says, no, I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't trust you, I don't think I should stay here. And after all the to and fro, she accepts. And then she opens her bag, she has a nightgown packed, she has a hairnet packed, she has a toothbrush and paste, she came with a towel. In fact, she came with all her stuff, like she came ready to spend the weekend. But then she just had to put up that drama that, man, I'm not spending the night here.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you persuade her, you realize that she's wanted to stay all along and she's not in a hurry to go, and she had everything all planned out, you know. But I think it's getting to a time when the guys should be fed up with that, and we should say enough is enough, let's empower the women. I think this is the only time men want to empower women. Women, be empowered. Just come clean. Just
tell us.
I think
everybody's going to come clean, because I'm still trying to understand how guys like think when it comes to sex. Like, what's it called? You know, most of the reasons a girl won't come out forward and say, "Oh, I want to have sex with you," is because she's going to feel you're going to tag her cheap. That thing is like everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even when I tell myself that, okay, that they don't like being cheap, but there are guys that actually do this.
Yeah,
guys actually do this. I mean, okay, I was talking to a friend of mine. I was saying, you know, first date sex is very rampant, and people tend to shame the girl when there's a first date sex.
Okay.
And I was talking about it. I'm like, you're shaming this girl with the first date sex, but you initiated the sex.
Yes.
You should be ashamed of yourself as well.
And you had sex with her.
So you should be ashamed of yourself.
If it's a shameful act, I think both parties should be equally held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And not single out one person. And anyways, I guess we're not all model citizens and we're not all very nice people.
Yeah.
And I think that goes a very long way to explain why it's important that we learn how to negotiate sex properly.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say there's a relationship.
Mm.
The boy is interested. The girl is also interested. But then, you know, from the way we're socialized, it's only the man who should initiate sex and see it through.
Yeah.
At every point, the lady should be able to say, I didn't want it. See what you did. You made me do this. You used me. You took advantage of me because I was vulnerable. You know, this is not the voice of any individual woman. It's the voice of the society that speaks through the women. But personally, I've come to understand that having this mindset further makes the ladies vulnerable. And the only way out is to teach women to stand up and ask the right questions. You know, there are more people who have their first time sex as accidents than those who actually plan for it. And then when sex is happening by accident, that would also imply that, you know, there was little planning going into it. There was probably no contraceptive. There was probably no protection from anything whatsoever. It was just, you know, two animals getting in the shit, you know, what do you call that? Royal Rumble. Yeah, so it happens in the heat of the moment, and, you know, clothes go flying, and then it happens. And then afterwards, they're like thinking, what did we just do? And sometimes they don't even realize why, you know, what has happened. Because, again, they are probably too young and too excited with the experience that they just had. And then let's also look at it this way. Most times when young people, teenagers, engage in first-time sex with, you know, persons they just met, they probably don't have homes of their own, they don't have access to, you know, a conducive environment. So it's going to happen on the way to the market, in the farm, in the bush. It's going to happen when daddy and mommy just stepped out. It's going to happen at any given opportunity. And that even makes it all the more dangerous, because there's no time to ask the guy, do you have a condom? Do you know how to use it? I think someday we're going to talk about condoms. And the greatest danger to condom use is not having one.
But not knowing
how to use it properly.
Yeah.
So a lot of persons use condoms and they don't use them properly, and it goes to waste. And all the stuff you feared would eventually come to pass. So those are some thoughts that people need to have. And then nobody's teaching sex education. Yeah, given we have a little something in the secondary school, but it's barely enough.
He's just telling you about your reproductive organs and how it works.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they do there.
Yeah, and so it's really not good enough. So the young persons in the typical Nigerian society are vulnerable to teenage pregnancy, to STIs, to all sorts of stuff. And nobody is teaching them what they need to know. So if you're young and you're listening to this, welcome to your sex ed class. And let's teach you about this. So first, sex is a very good thing and a very pleasurable act. And it's stuff that you're ready for right now. Because I know people say, I'm not ready for sex. I don't know if I'm ready for sex. Yeah, you're just thinking that. But then, if there is an erect penis and there's a vagina, sex is going to happen whether you're psychologically or mentally ready or not. So rather than wait till you're old, better learn all the stuff you need to know. So there's a guy, there's a girl, and there's sex in between. And a lot of times, sex becomes the most important topic of discussion because it's going to come up, you know, whatever you guys talk about, whatever you do. Because number one, you're just a bunch of individuals with raging hormones. When you're teenagers, when you're adolescents, there are hormones everywhere. You know, you're sweating hormones, literally. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be very difficult at that time to keep sex out of the equation. And so let's break this down. The basic question most guys want to ask the girls that they're hanging out with, that they're having conversations with, you know, taking out on dates, doing whatever they're doing together is, are you going to sleep with me? Are we going to have sex? You know, like right now. So when he's buying you flowers, buying you ice cream, coming out to check up on you, borrowing your notes, sharing his notes, giving you gifts, calling you, texting you, chatting you up, what he's saying is, are we going to do this or not? And the answer usually should be as simple as yes or no. And sometimes without realizing it, we are either giving consent or not giving consent. So let me take the story from what has happened, you know, very recently. So this girl gets raped and she goes to the police station to report, and she walks in there and is like, and she's crying, you know. Say, okay, what is your problem? Young girl said, I was raped. And I said, oh, that's so sad. How did it happen? So there is this guy in our street. He got me and he raped me. And the next question usually is, where did this happen? Said, the guy's house. I went to the guy's house.
Okay.
You know, the typical police person, whether it's male or female, except if they've changed and the spirit of God has entered them, will say, are you stupid? You go man house, the man rape you. You say, wait, tell us, say you go sleep with your boyfriend. If you don't go in house, he go rape you. Yes, now. You know the way our people think. They say, na person wey water see in leg, na ain't go swallow. If you didn't go to the water, you won't get drowned. So, you know, say na man, you be woman, you go in house, wait till you go find there. Na your papa day there. You know, so in our context, if a guy is saying, come to my house, invariably he's saying, have sex with me.
Okay.
Yeah. If a guy is saying, come spend the night, he's saying, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
A guy is inviting you out and he says, okay, come, let's hang out, though. Come to so-and-so joint by 8 in the night. He's planning to take you home. He isn't planning to take you back to his place. Come and do sleepover. He wants to sleep with you. And let's do a midnight prayer together in my house. Sister, you're going to do it. And so, once we have those realizations that a lot of times, these negotiations already begin with very simple gestures that people make even before they get to... In fact, people go through the whole process without ever mentioning the word sex even once.
Yeah, true.
They're caring, they're nice, they're calling, they're texting, they're buying gifts and all that. You're hanging out, they don't say the word sex, and you guys are going to do it. And in the morning, they will convince you it was a mistake and that they love you like a sister and they should not have done that. And you're going to accept like the mumu that you are. And you go back and you promise yourselves that you're besties and that it will never happen again. And...
That's just a way not to put a tag on it. It's easier not to put a tag on it. It's just like that.
Yes. So in your communications with people, it's very easy to miss the point. And that is where you have to come in, because once the signs are showing, then you need to ask yourself some very basic questions and think about, you know, consent and all of the other stuff. So my question would be, are there things you need to bear in mind when these gestures, these signs, these communications that portend that sex is going to happen? Okay, so I think we're going to talk about all of those things that you should bear in mind, and we're going to look at what consent is and all of the questions and all the considerations you should have. And then we're going to talk about communication in relationships and how you can make that happen and get the best out of your relationships and sexual experiences when we come back from the break. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. So hi guys, and welcome back. So we're still talking about how to negotiate sex, and we've looked at what negotiating sex is and why that's important, and so many different ways people communicate sexual interests, sometimes without saying the word sex. And now we are going to look at all the stuff you should have in mind if you see the signs. So Bambi, what are the things one should bear in mind when the need to negotiate sex arises?
Things we should bear in mind. There are questions you should ask yourself when negotiating sex. When it's like this guy is coming into your space and it's like it's going to happen. Because honestly, before you get into the moment session, you know what I mean by moment session is when you are now in this person's house and it now happens by mistake or anyhow, you understand? That's the moment section. Okay. But when someone really wants to have sex with you, there's the signs are there.
Yeah.
The signs are there. So what you have to ask yourself, you have a lot of questions to ask yourself. First, am I ready? Am I emotionally and physically ready to be sexually intimate with this person? That's the first thing you should ask yourself, because sex comes with a lot of things. Sex comes with a lot of emotions. For the girls, yes, when you're having sex with someone, you kind of get all emotionally attached and all of that. Yes? So you ask yourself if you're ready for this, because once it ends, if you now start getting those emotions spiking up and this guy is not interested, you feel really bad for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's when you say, oh, it was a mistake. Please don't have sex by mistake. Don't do it to yourself. You understand? And if you're an overthinker, that's where it's worse. So that's the one first thing. The second thing you should ask yourself is if it's legal, that's your age. Am I up to 18? If you're not up to 18, please don't have sex. There are a lot of people that have had sex even at the age of 15, age of 14, age of 16.
13.
10. Or even lower. Those ones.
And you know, because Nigeria is a very mad country.
Yeah.
And I say this without reservations. Age of consent is 18 in the South.
The girl has to open her mouth, or the guy has to open his mouth and say, I want this.
But in some parts of the country where the religion and culture allows them to marry women that the culture considers, or girls that the culture considers women, or in some cultures where it is considered that once a girl is married, she's a woman, then you can see girls who had just started menstruating, who just started puberty, at age of 10, 11, 12, 13, getting married. And there it would also be lawful. But one thing I can say about legality of sex is, if you're an adult and you don't come from any of those regions or religions that allow people to marry small girls, please do not have sex with underage girls. That is considered rape.
Yes, and please, if you come from those places, don't have sex with underage girls.
Well, that's the river we should not go into.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to. Yeah, but I'm just telling you that what you're going to do to that person, the kind of harm you're causing to an underage, you won't know it because it's not showing. The person is not bleeding, is not sick, but psychologically it's terrible.
Yeah.
So save a soul and don't do it.
Yeah, marry the older ones. I think they are better prepared for this.
So then my third point here will be, will my partner understand if I change my mind and I don't want to do it? So this is when you should be sure of the relationship we have with your partner. You should know this person, because if I know you, I will know that this is something you won't like, and if I change my mind. But another thing is, I mean, you shouldn't do what you don't want to do just because you think this person won't, I don't know. Or you talk to your partner and say, oh, I don't want to do this. And then probably because he's not feeling bad, now say, okay, let's do it.
Out of pity, eh?
Yeah, don't do pity sex. Don't do mistake sex, please.
And you know, if I may add to this, because I know this issue came up sometime earlier, you know, when it became like a thing in Nigeria, where we talked about people granting and withdrawing consent midway through sex. So the act has started, and this man is on this lady humping away, and all of a sudden she says, stop. I'm no longer interested. I'm not feeling this. I don't want to continue. Now, under this circumstance, a lot of our people feel that that is wicked and not a good thing to do to a man. Like, man, what the hell? We're already doing this. We're already in. You give the consent. Why are you taking away consent midway? I understand it can be frustrating, but if the lady says stop, I think the ideal thing to do is stop. And so this is something the woman needs to think about. If I said, okay, I don't want to go on with this, would the guy understand? Would he want to stop and walk away at that time? Or would he be beastly and, you know, just go on and get his thing going, whether you like it or not? And if you are not certain that this person would respect your wish, should you change your mind midway through the act, then you may really reconsider. And another example I'd like to bring in is a guy who invites a lady over, and she gets to the home, and you know, maybe she didn't want to, but along the line this comes up and she says, I'm not going to see this through. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be on my own. There's a bed, there's a room, and that's all. And you know, would the guy understand and maybe want to sleep on the floor or still share a bed with this lady without trying to get some? You know, these are difficult scenarios to find yourself in, and our people would say it's better not to go than to go and change your mind. But
yeah, these things happen. You should make up your mind before you even go.
Yes, but what if you wanted to, but along the line you change your mind?
I don't think you should want to, and along the line change your mind, because those doubts are already there, but you just don't want to listen to it till the art comes up, and then the doubts become strong. That's when you're not going to say stop. If you have doubts, sort it out before you go there. Don't go and start having sex and midway through you're saying you're not interested. Please don't do it. I'm not trying to encourage guys to continue.
You should be an advocate for the women.
I'm trying to be honest now.
Oh my God.
You should have to think, because that's the honest truth. That's why, okay, let's say relationships, such relationships, there are things that are called red flags.
Yes.
We see them and we just decide not to think about it. Just like this, you have doubts, but you just decide to overlook it.
Yeah.
Don't overlook it. It's important. Don't go there and then you now say, okay, this is why my mind is telling me this thing. Please stop.
Yeah.
Don't go ahead.
All right, so ladies, now you've heard that.
Yeah.
Make up your minds before you go, so you don't put yourself and the person you're in a relationship with in very difficult situations.
Then the next one would be, can I openly tell this person what I want to do, what feels good, and do I feel comfortable enough to speak up if something hurts or isn't what I want? I think this question, you have to ask yourself this question, and it's also related to the last one that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Because if you know this person, you have to know this person, you have to build this relationship with this person, so that when you should be comfortable saying anything. I mean, you have to be comfortable talking to your partner. I don't know. That's, if you're not comfortable talking to someone you want to have sex with, I don't know what you're trying to do. You have to be open enough to say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay, let's say probably you're battling with low self-esteem, because I think that also makes people don't do what they want to do because they're thinking about the other person.
Yeah.
So sort your self-esteem out. You have to be able to talk to your partner. Very important. Then, do I feel safe? That's why you have to have a conversation that has mentioned sex inside.
Yeah.
Before you do the deed.
Yeah.
Because you won't, it's not when you now reach there, moment session have reached, you're kissing, you remove clothes, you now want to shoot, you say, are you safe? Ha! Before uncle, I'm safe. I would rather say I'm not safe. No, I'm safe. Oh. You understand?
Yeah.
Or, okay, use a condom. Yeah. Yes, but condom the boss. So, yeah. You try to have that conversation and then do all your whole testings and everything you have to do. And keep safe. Very important.
Yeah.
Then, am I ready to listen to my partner and ensure they feel safe too? Yes. I mean, I'm asking the question for you.
Well, you should.
You should. Because, I mean, that's very important. It's your health you're talking about. So, mm-hmm. You should be ready at all times to listen to when your partner says he's safe or he's not unsafe. Okay. Probably this is trying to say, what of the part if the partner says, I'm not safe?
Yeah.
Whether it would be a turn off for you.
Because you see, a lot of times we assume it's only the men who push for those things. Mm-hmm. But then I know we did say that women may not openly admit to wanting to have sex, but behind closed doors, some women are Amazon warriors.
Yeah.
And they are going to pin you down. And you will not be able to escape. And so if you're that kind of woman, you're fiery, you're excited, you're all fired up, you're ready, you're good to go, and the dude thinks it might be time to wait, and that's assuming the relationship has two persons in it, the dude and the girl, mm-hmm. right? Because it can be any other configuration. But if the other person isn't quite ready or thinks something might be off, you should be willing to also listen. So it's not just about you having others listen to you, you should also be willing to consider.
Listen to, yes. Yeah. Then the last one on my own list is, do I really want to have sex or do anything sexual with this person? I think that's the first question. I want to put it the last, but it's the same thing, sure. You have to be sure you want to have sex with this person. That's like the first thing. This person that I just met and is looking like sex may happen.
Yeah.
Can I have sex with this person? And mm-hmm. if something happens after this sex, in case you have sex before you start dating.
Yep.
Because most people, sex sparks their whole dating, all of that. Yeah. So in case you have sex before dating, you have to be sure that when this thing happens, and then can I be able to date this person? You understand? The person has to be worth it.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself. That's like the first question. I think it overrules the rest, because once that one is there, then small those ones will now be asking yourselves.
Yeah.
All of that question. So, yeah, that's like the end of the list of the questions that I have for you. You should ask yourself other important ones.
Yeah.
If your answer to all these questions is no, please stay in your house.
I mean, this has to be. If your answer to any of the questions is no, you should stay in your house.
Yeah.
Because you need to be sure that you're ready for this. Sex comes with a lot of responsibilities, and you don't want to be in that place if you don't have what it takes to handle all of the issues that could come out of it. Because I know we talk about sex as if it's some easy stuff, which it is. Because like I said, where there's a penis and there's a vagina, sex is going to happen. But with that very simple act can come, you know, lots of issues that you may not be ready to deal with. And mm-hmm. and so if you're going to do it, make sure you're doing it right.
Yeah.
If you must play safe, right?
Yeah. So communicate with your partner. Communicate with yourself and your partner. Talk about all this stuff. Be free enough to talk about it. Lastly, we have a little bit of reminders to dish out to you. So, never give a no without providing an alternative solution. I think this one is for those that are already dating, and then, you know, sex. You know, there are people that are dating, and then, I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
And then, you're going to say, no, I don't want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
so what do I do with my erection now? You understand? So
that's a valid question, isn't it?
Yes. What do I do with my erection? You tell me.
But is the girl responsible for the erection?
No, the girl is not responsible. But
so why? Because you see, this is a guilt trip, and I have a problem with it. Now we do it, guys do it, and lately I've learned not to dissociate the general behavior of men from my personal behavior, because I think we're all in the same, you know, in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know, so it's guilt trip.
Okay.
Then we get to make it seem as if first is the girl's fault that you have an erection, and number two that she is supposed to provide a solution to it. Now the other times you have erections and there is no girl in the house,
what do you do yourself?
What do you do with yourself? You know, yeah, how do you handle it? Because we know that men get erections for no reasons.
Yeah,
you wake up in the morning, bam, you have an erection. You know, you work for 6 straight hours, bam, you have an erection. You're tired, you're stressed out, bam, you have an erection. And some men are going to die with an erection.
Yes. Well, if you are in a relationship or you're trying to get in a relationship and you know you don't want to have sex yet, and then you will have that conversation. So I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
That you should talk about it.
Please do.
Yes. What would we do in case there is no sex? Foreplay, oral sex, you know?
Hand job.
All of that.
All the jobs.
And then you have that conversation. And if it doesn't benefit you or you're not comfortable with it, you just go away.
Yeah.
Find a way and go away.
You mustn't be in a relationship.
Entangled. But find a way and go away, because...
Entangled, eh?
Yes, now emotions are already inside. So, initiate the sexual act sometimes. Babes, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't let Konji kill you.
Okay.
So, I mean, talk to your partner. You want to have sex, be open and say you want to have sex. You don't even need to open and say, just touch prick or touch something that you know that, okay, this is what.
Or just dress up.
Or dress up. Yeah, do what you know that turns him on. Just do it. And then he will do it for you. And you do it for yourselves.
You see?
That's basically it.
Yeah, so I guess now you have it, and these things are basically very simple and anyone should be able to implement them, but you need to start on the right footing, and that's what this episode is providing. That's a resource we're providing to you so that you can start your relationships on the right foot, you know, with some good information that can probably help you and save you from getting into very precarious situations in the future. So don't wait to have sex and then start thinking of what your relationship will be. A relationship that starts with sex is going to be all about sex, and someday the sex is going to go away and
what then?
There is nothing left, you know. Or then, or maybe the girl gets pregnant and is no longer able to provide the sex that the man was coming for all along, and then he will leave her alone and run off to go look for someone else. So right before all this starts, from the very first day, a guy walks up to you and says, hello, what's your name? Have it at the back of your mind that he's coming for something. Men don't stop to talk to girls because they enjoy talking to girls.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. And that is the truth. I shouldn't be saying this, but it's just the whole truth.
You should say it to us, please. We need it.
There's no guy who walks up to ladies because he thinks their hairdo is fine or the makeup is good. I mean, they could say this is, oh, nice
because
glasses.
Because you have a great ass.
Yeah, beautiful shirt. You know, oh, man, you have nice eyes. I love the way you speak.
Uh-huh. No, he does not. I think he doesn't love it. He loves your ass because, well, yeah, he has looked at you from behind.
Yeah, I mean, something about you agrees with him, and
yeah,
he wants to dig into it. You know, so you know, and I think that's what guys mean when they say, "I want to get to know you better." Maybe they want to dig deep. I think a word is enough for the wise. We don't need to say anymore. So,
yep,
ladies and young men.
Yeah,
because it may seem as if I'm making out all men to seem predatory, which sometimes we actually are.
Yep.
You know, I can't lie about that, but I know there are lots of young innocent men who may not even be in tune with their own emotions.
And
they
may
not understand why they do what they do, and so they will say, "Ah, no, I really love the girl. I really find her. I think she's a good person."
I think
no, guys don't talk to girls because they think they are good people. They talk to them because there is that evolutionary, you know, there is that primitive part of us
mm-hmm.
that is seen, okay, this girl, she's brilliant, she can make good babies.
Okay.
This girl has broad hips. She can have plenty children. This one has big boobs. She's going to breastfeed plenty kids. You know, that's the way our primitive male minds think. Ah, this lady is strong. She will be able to provide for the whole household.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, man, oh boy, oh, see this girl. Oh my God, I like her. She's intelligent. She's strong. She's resourceful. He just wants to have children.
Yeah.
Because that is the desire of every man. And that's why we have sex so much. We don't always know it, but that's why men can do without sex. So yes, you're like, this one, good. Hello, I want to get to know you. I am impressed with the way you carry yourself. No.
But these tips actually are for like every one of you, both male and female.
Yes, male and female.
Male because you have your part and part that I think you understand. But I personally feel that there are some guys that have females that are their girlfriends, mm-hmm. and these girlfriends are the ones initiating the sex,
yep.
And you're not sure. So everything here is also for you because you have to be sure of yourself.
Yeah, so I hope you found all of the tips that we shared in this episode very useful and helpful. And if you have questions or some other issues you'd like us to clarify in future episodes, do not forget to leave us comments. Subscribe to our podcast if you are new. I think that's where we wrap it up for today. Thanks very much, my co-host Bambi, for stopping by and for helping us bring light or enlightenment to these issues and this topic. It's always a great pleasure to have you, and we hope to see you some more in future episodes.
Yeah, you will.
Yes, and to all of our listeners, thank you for sticking with us till the end of this podcast. Well, go practice all the stuff we have talked about and come join us for our next episode when we shall look at some more issues. Thank you for listening and don't forget to play safe.